This is The Naked Scientist with Ben Bowsler and me, Helen Scales.
Now, today we are joined by Simon Watt from the Ugly Animal Preservation Society, Gareth Griffith from Aberystwyth University, and Andres Gomez from the American Museum of Natural History. You've been sending in your questions and comments on Facebook. Dirk Dombrinsky suggests that we should definitely conserve everything that we can because mankind is responsible for the biggest loss of species on Earth. And we don't know yet what will be required to ensure our survival in the future, and thus we should be having a maximum of reserves with the gene pool, enable to react to collapsing ecosystems. Gareth, I wonder if you might have some comments that reflect on that. It certainly seems that bacteria are likely to be a good source for interesting genes.
Yeah, I think the coming approach now with this capacity to sequence at huge levels is to just do all the DNA in the habitat, and whilst you can also see what organisms are there, you also are looking at individual genes and pathways. That's going to explore huge biotechnological potential.
So it's not just looking at interesting DNA, but actually how all of these fit together. The epigenetic factors, the things that control the expression of different genes.
Yes, there's a fair bit of work to do having done that as well, because you've got to put them together into sort of genome sequences and work out how you have the genetic pathways, that these novel pathways work. But there is huge scope there. I think it's going to be quite transformative of our knowledge of the processes that happen in these natural ecosystems.